Excuse me. Can I get a cup of coffee? Black?
Can't you see we talking? White?
Hot Coffee, the podcast, episode 2. We're still here, Samuel McGinn. How are you?
Yes, we are, Carl. I'm surprised. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, mate. Episode 1 last week, done and dusted.
It was quite a hit, wasn't it?
You were happy with that?
Yeah.
We had a couple listeners online, hopefully, at the old iTunes podcast link.
At Hot Coffee Pod.
That's where you can find us, mate.
Beautiful.
What a day today, hey? Valentine's Day. Talk to me.
Big V-Day. I've actually got a date for Valentine's Day.
Do you?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Who is it?
It's February 14th, mate. That's the
date. Oh, no.
I didn't want to use it this early. Get off to a bad dad joke. Get that out of the way.
Yes, Valentine's Day. This is a special Hot Coffee Valentine's Day podcast for all the men and women out there who are going to listen to us on this lovely day. We just got a little bit of this. Let's set the mood right now. George Michael doing it for us. Sammy, I need to come clean,
mate,
though.
What?
I need to come clean, though.
Hit me.
I'm in the doghouse.
Oh, no.
Yeah, with the missus.
So we've got to make it clear that Carl's the one in the relationship.
We're in polar opposite spectrums here.
Worlds.
You obviously not in a relationship, still a single tiger.
Never have.
While myself, on the other hand,
always been hitched. Always.
3-year relationship going strong.
3 going on 20. Soon be married, 2 kids. I'll see how it happens.
But today, I'm in the doghouse because it's Valentine's Day, obviously. And I'm here recording this with you.
Yes.
I can't believe it.
This is actually my first proper
Valentine's Day with
Valentine's
someone.
Valentine's evening with somebody. So what a place and what a person
me.
To be doing it with.
Mrs. is not happy, put it that way. I'm here recording this with you. She already thinks that we have a secret love affair at work anyway.
Bit of a vicious office rumour.
She already thinks we're running a heavy VOR. Doing this potty and working together. So
once she finally gets onto iTunes and gives us a listen, she'll realise the truth.
So
hi, Nicole.
Yeah, mate. Straight out of the bat, I have to say, I'm in the doghouse for this. But yeah, so I hope on your end, whatever you're doing,
mate, I got nailed today. It was great,
mate.
Literally,
you got a lot of hard work done. That's all you did, mate.
No, I actually got a nail in my tire, remember?
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
Very well played.
It's been a bad day for me. I don't think I've ever had a good Valentine's Day. And to rub salt into the wounds, I've ended up with a nail in my tire.
Oh, no.
So I had to go to the tire shop during lunch. And...
But you have to explain the story to the guys of how you actually came about. Because if it wasn't for a certain someone, you might not have even moved a car in the first place.
Yeah, so one of my workmates, yes. We're actually going to pick up his car because his car got nailed, I think it was early last week.
It was earlier and he's popped the tire.
And he was like, mate, I need a lift to the tire shop. I've got to pick up my car if you're getting nailed. I've got to stop saying nail.
But that's it. Like, if you'd never got out of the car, if you'd never had to go to the car to pick him up, you would never end up with a flat tire.
It was a double nailing.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
That music was playing the whole time.
Anyway. Yeah, George Michael was just set the mood. Yeah,
sorry, I'm not.
He's doing
mood.
A better job than you were, mate. Put it that way.
Yeah.
Mate, I want to get straight into something here right off the back of Valentine's Day that might be able to help you and other people who are listening in terms of a new craze that's coming out now, especially on this day of love. You don't want to get sucked into it. It's called, you've heard of catfishing, right?
When someone poses to be
someone else online.
Barramundi, yeah.
And yeah, they pose to be someone else online and they get caught out in like a relationship or something
It's named after a catfish because they are garbage to eat.
I'm sure there's a better definition than that. But anyway, I want to present to you hat fishing. Hat fishing, mate. It's a serious thing. I've gone onto the Urban Dictionary, a super source for definitions.
It's the Wikipedia of our...
of our generation.
Yeah.
And hatfish, a guy who looks completely different, brackets sexy, while wearing a hat or cap. When they take it off, it's totally different. He was cute until he took his hat off. He's a hatfish.
Holy, that makes some sense.
Well, I'm just trying to bring this out here. And don't get caught this Valentine's Day by a hatfisher, because I just want to show you a couple photos here. This is... Bruno Mars at the Grammys on the Grammys red carpet.
He looks good.
wearing a hat.
Yeah. Is it more, what type of hat is that? It's just a
Bruno Mars performing.
Wearing a nice cowboy hat, yep. That's more his style, isn't it?
Bruno Mars, 5 different shots on his Instagram. What do you see?
All solid hats and a beanie.
They're all, he's wearing a hat.
It's still a head covering.
He's covered his head.
Yep. Maybe it was winter.
Mate, I pulled up a photo of bloody
Bruno. Let me guess. Is he wearing a hat?
No, well, I'm trying to get you the photo without a hat.
Yeah,
no, he looks like a small Filipino boy. here, you're looking at Bruno Mars here, and you're going, "Gee, that's 24 karat magic.
That's a millionaire.
All sorts of it. He's rolling in it. Looks suave as anything. In a couple of his fedoras,
the expensive looking jackets help.
And as soon as he takes a hat off, he's on the different end of the spectrum. He looks like he's come out of the slums and the favelas in the middle of bloody Brazil.
What's he wearing?
Yeah. He's just got. Look,
have you got a photo?
Wait,
have you
got
on? Where's the photo without the hat?
I forgot to print it.
I was wondering why you kept talking about.
Yeah, because
I
didn't want to see it. I forgot to print it.
Oh, no.
I got too caught up in printing out the original Hatfish Master.
You've just shown me 7 pictures of Bruno Mars with hats on.
I forgot the one.
Well, I'm literally just imagining.
I have to show it to you.
Homeless Filipino.
But wait, mate, I want to get you the OG Hat Fisher. It's bloody Ian Molly Meldrum.
Oh, he's a stunning bloke, isn't he?
He's been doing it for 40 plus years.
Loves his Akubras.
No. Have you ever seen Molly Meldrum without a hat on?
Only.
No. You haven't. No one has.
I think I have, though.
He's a Hat
when
Fisher.
When he fell off the ladder.
Oh,
wow. And there was a photo of him in the hospital and he was putting the thumbs up. And
I'm surprised he didn't have a bloody hat on in it. In the ER room.
Now that I think about it.
Oh my God. That's hat fishing, really.
Wait, is there a photo without a hat of him? No.
No.
I was hoping for some before and after.
I didn't bring it. I didn't get one, but
sorry, listeners. I know you were trying to imagine.
Eagerly awaiting what that is. We'll tweet that out, both of them. Bruno Mars with a hat and a Bruno Mars without a hat.
Yeah.
On our Instagram, on our Twitter.
Hashtag hatfish.
At Hot Coffee Pod. Yeah. You can see those there, but they're unbelievable. Unbelievable, those guys. They are pro hatfishers, and you should stay away from them.
I was just thinking about that. I think I'm the opposite. I look like an idiot with a hat.
Well, I've gone onto Twitter, and this is what people are saying about the hashtag hatfish or hatfishing. Ladies, don't fall victim to your man hat fishing and beard fishing you. It's the male equivalent to makeup.
Nah.
Well.
Nah.
You know? The power
makeup,
of a hat.
No, we've seen the power of makeup.
Yeah, I know. But the power of a hat is underestimated. Men are really out here hat fishing women. That's what someone wrote. That's Erin Pepper.
No, that's women coming up with that. That's.
Well. I thought it was a good one
us
to bring.
Us men do not think about hats in that way whatsoever, like women think
you
about
love
makeup.
A hat. I love a hat. I've got a bit of an egghead. I'd say I'm hat fishing at times.
Yeah, I like hats when I've got long hair. Short hair, I look like a lesbian. Doesn't work well.
Fair enough. I just wanted to bring that to the table on this Valentine's Day potty.
Yeah.
Don't get caught out because there'll be a lot of dates going down tonight. Yep. There's a lot of people who may be meeting up for the first time.
Tinder.
You know, they're finally meeting up
going
and they're going out for
darker.
50 Shades Darker or something like that. And they'll finally see them and, you know.
If a guy's wearing a hat.
Take off the snapback and there he is. Got the worst head you've ever seen, the rudest lid of them all.
Yep, exactly.
Watch out for that one because they are. They'll sting.
If your man's wearing a hat in the cinema, I'd walk out.
That's a public service announcement for that one. If you have people, who else you should stay away from? It's our favourite segment here.
Dun dun dun. we're trying to get that criminals. In sync. We're getting there.
We're getting there.
Well, we've made it V-Day themed in a way, haven't we?
I've gone for. On mine, done for anyone who didn't hear in that first episode, is the worst criminals you can find or the people who have just had a classic mishap and they've just gone all pear-shaped. And I've got one here, like you said.
Just after that explanation of what the subject is,
yeah,
I haven't hit that mark at all. Just a disclaimer.
On what?
I got the wrong type of story. Oh. You go yours first and then we'll...
Okay.
Mine's
I try to do a relationship like gone sour because it's Valentine's Day, of course.
Yeah.
So the newspaper title is called Miss You a Lotto. It's a lad's girlfriend. A lad dumps his girlfriend by text the night before she scoops £12 million in the lotto.
Yes,
unbelievable.
Did he come crawling back or not?
Dan, 21, of Brighton. He dumped Courtney Davies, 19, after 2 years of being together. Said it just wasn't working out. But then the next day, you wouldn't believe it. They've scooped the €12 million jackpot.
What's that? $20 million as a 19-year-old and a...
That's unbelievable.
There's a lesson in that, isn't there?
That's no good for you. You're getting a done for that because I even want to bring up as well what it says at the bottom of the article here is to make matters worse, Courtney's sister, Stephanie, and her fella, Steve, who also got a share of the $12 million, they live next door to the fella.
No, they're going... I think it might be a crap house, but they might just keep it.
Is rubbing salt in the wound, and that's my done, mate. That's
there's a lesson in there, isn't there, Carl?
There's a lesson learnt, mate.
If you're gonna break up, your
make
your partner,
sure
make
it's
sure
not on the night before they're winning millions.
Yeah, so we've got a $20 million one coming up on Saturday. So if you're thinking of breaking up on Friday,
just wait till Sunday.
Yeah, I'm with you.
What do you got, mate?
Mine's actually more of a lesson for all of us.
Okay.
Actually, not a lesson like a moral lesson, but just a fun fact.
Yeah.
But Pakistan.
Okay. The country, obviously.
My mates. No, Pakistan. Pakistan has issued a court ruling against observing Valentine's Day in public places.
Oh.
So no big red love hearts, no roses floating around, no red balloons.
No PDA?
No, yeah, we'll get to that too. No PDA.
So They're really against it.
I think it's to do with
their
Muslim...
Is this just been enforced like 2 days ago?
The president last year actually said, let's not do it. But this year, there's actually been an Islamabad high court ruling against it.
It's not happening?
It's not happening.
So Pakistan, they're getting one of these, are they? Yeah.
And some parts of Indonesia and Malaysia can also get out.
Just wanted to wait until you get that bit out.
Yeah, add that.
Yeah, fair enough.
So that was just more of a fun fact rather than a proper dun-dun.
Moving on.
This just gets weirder, this one.
This one here.
Yep.
Do you want me to roll it?
Hit me.
Seth simply suggests better than all the rest. Better than anyone.
I'm not even...
Sam simply suggests.
So if you missed the first episode, it's kind of where I've got a few ideas that come to mind. After a few drinks,
you write them down in a
locked app so no one else can view them.
No one else. I've never seen them.
It's quite funny, too, because I think they're $1 million, $1 billion ideas, yet I'm putting them out on our podcast, but they're in a locked app on my phone. It's a bit contradictory, but that's it.
Anyway, I'm here to rate them.
Tried to get this one a bit V-Day themed also.
Love it. It's the love podcast.
It was actually, it came in a dream last night.
Okay.
So...
Oh, God. Here we go. I have the wrong and right buttons raring to go.
Yeah, just a heads up. I don't think this is possible ever.
We'll take it that it's hypothetical.
It's pretty dumb.
It happened in the dream.
It's pretty dumb. Okay. Yeah, it's very hypothetical. But, you know, dreams need to be told.
That's it.
Someone said that once, I swear. I was coaching a girls' AFL team. As we know, AFL women's is
just kickstarting.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how old they were. They were young. Because they kept complaining about immature and trivial things, and the kids, the
okay.
girls. And I couldn't understand what they were worrying about.
Mm-hmm.
But then the strangest thing happened. When I went down to their height, I suddenly understood what they were complaining about. So I thought of
what?
I lowered myself to their height and. Suddenly I could understand what they were complaining
magically,
about.
Magically, or did you just get on your knees or
magically,
something?
No, magically. It was some sort of chemistry in the brain that changed when I went down to their eyes.
Okay.
So I was thinking maybe Google Glass could somehow get mind reading type things going on.
Whoa, how did Google Glass come into you shrinking?
That is the closest. I'm not shrinking. I literally just lowered my height, just bent the knees a little bit and just kind
of
went
look,
down.
Look, a couple of the comments last week from Sam Sibley Suggest was me having no balls to stand with what I said on being wrong.
Yep. But no, what I was going to relate it to, give me a second. I was going to relate it to the Valentine's Day special.
Okay, what's Google Glass doing?
It's perfect for couples. Couples always have, you know, difference of perspective, right?
Yeah.
So I just thought if there was some sort of device just to understand the other couple's perspective, just for a minute, then there'd be no fights ever and everyone would love each other.
Oh, gee. You've turned it right at the corner.
I have.
So you're thinking, because that's a problem in relationships. I mean, a healthy relationship does have fights.
Yeah.
But some can be avoided. Yeah,
yeah.
Some can be avoided.
Yeah.
And so you're saying if you could just connect and know each other.
Just for 20 seconds, just go, actually, yeah, I do see that from your point of view. I should unstack the dishwasher. I should clean the dog.
Mate,
I should maybe buy you a birthday
I think
present.
That already exists. It's called just saying yes, and I'm sorry, and just being a bloke, and just even when you're right, you're wrong. But you know what?
You know what? I didn't expect that.
Jeez,
thank you, Carl.
It's not
thank
that you. Bad. You know what? Being a bloke and on this day, being in a relationship as well, is something I can't wait for you to find out. Is when you're right, when you're right, you're still somehow wrong. And then, the quicker you learn that, the quicker you'll go further in life.
And I have a sister. And
happy
I've,
wife, happy life.
Yeah, exactly.
All that
well,
sort of
well,
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a sister, and I've kind of never backed
thing.
Down. Yeah, I know,
it's
but I've never
thing.
Backed down, and I've never understood her perspective.
Okay.
So maybe it could be used for siblings also.
Yeah.
I don't know. But never mind. On to sweating the small stuff, Carlos. This is
explain it to everyone out there, mate.
It's kind of where we just vocalise our small worries in life. We usually don't vocalise little things that go on.
Because people say, don't sweat the small stuff. So we are the podcast to make you realise, holy shit, man, like, you know.
It's worth sweating about.
Just wrap it up, maybe. That saying's not always great.
Yeah.
What you got?
I've made mine February 14th related also.
Again?
Yeah.
So have I.
Good. I'm glad we're on the same page there.
Read the run sheet.
Oh, just
hit me, big fella.
PDA.
Oh, I mentioned it earlier.
Public displays of affection,
especially on this day. Eh?
I've never been a fan of. I'm not even a fan of the other PDA, the private displays of affection.
Oh, so even at home.
No, I've just never been someone that's. I just like to keep to myself, and I hate when I see other people kind of, especially kissing in public.
Ooh,
even holding hands.
Holding hands is too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even talking, that can push
arm over the shoulder.
That's all right.
What about, I get the sense of talking as in like if you're there and you're quite awkward and like, these two couples. That's right. So that's a little bit awkward.
But I think I've just been a third wheel all my life. So maybe when I'm not a third wheel, maybe I'll understand that other perspective. But for now, PDA can puck right off.
Yeah, fair enough.
What have you got, mate?
I've got one from the relationship side of things. So these are the people listening. They'll hopefully know.
Do you do PDA?
Oh, look, you know, every now and then, little kiss.
Yeah.
Now and then, but nothing over the top. You're not sucking face or anything like that. You know, nothing wrong with holding hands. Quick, show them you love them.
Quick question. Just put you on under pressure here. Have you got any names with Nicole?
Nina. I call her Nina.
Nina.
Yeah, Nina.
That's an Italian name, isn't it? Nina.
Yeah, it probably has some sort of ethnic roots of that. Nina. Yeah, just Nina, I guess. Nicole's kind of, I don't call her that.
Yeah.
I just
enough.
Call her Nina.
I like it. What about her to you? Munchkin or pumpkin?
Nah. That's garbage. Who's doing that? That would get on my nerves. That's also got to come out down under your PDA under Munchkin. Nah.
Italian stallion.
We're on the right track.
Heard that one before.
All right. My sweat the small stuff, mate. This is for couples who will listen to this, hopefully, partners and stuff like that. I've got dinner date food envy. I hate it.
Oh.
I hate this.
Yep.
It's when you're out on a date together, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and your partner's dish is 10 times better than yours.
Yep.
So somehow her breakfast muesli which, you know, Breakfast. Sounded like dog shit on the menu.
Still does.
Turns out better than your pulled pork on bloody ciabatta bread, which sounds amazing.
Are you at breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Oh, you know, where possible. We go out and try some different hotspots around
She's having muesli and you're having pork.
Pulled pork ciabatta, you know, like on, with the two eggs and stuff like that on the Turkish bread.
I've seen that word ciabatta on paper, but I've never heard it said in real life.
It's Turkish bread. There you go.
Yeah, I just spelled it then. CIABBITA. Is that it?
Yeah, I think it's right. Yeah. Yeah, well done.
Imagining a menu.
Yeah, something that somehow all the time, and that is the worst because you're. And especially if you were going to go with that, but because you're in a relationship, you've said, no, I'll get, because we often do this sometimes, whereas I'll get something and then she'll get something else so we can definitely try it. But she...
Oh, is that sharing?
Well, yeah.
That's another sweat the small stuff. I hate sharing my food.
Oh, fair enough.
Do you have to in a relationship?
I feel like you know, sharing is good because she will only eat 60% of it.
Ah.
And then I cop the other 40.
So you're on 140%. So,
that's right. Deal. There you go. Bang, bang.
Split the bill, really, you're good to go.
So really, I walk out there a winner. That's why.
Is food envy worse when you're in a relationship?
It's possibly one of the worst things in the world.
Yeah, okay.
Seriously.
But it's worse than just normal envy when you go out with your mates, get some burgers, and you're like, shit, I wish I had egg in mine.
I don't think it's as bad as that because I know, like, if you and I would go out, I'd never get a chance to get a bite of your burger.
Yeah.
But I get a chance to have a bite of one that's something my missus has ordered because she's going to be open to not finishing it.
Yep. Got ya. So food envy, better in a relationship, still bad.
Still bad.
Got it.
Awesome. We're going to move on. Before we wrap this up, a little bit of time left to go.
Oh, not really, but okay.
Ponder replays, mate. Ponder replays. We played it last week. I nailed it, didn't I?
Yeah.
You were one from one. I've kept it love themed again. This is where we pick two videos from YouTube. I've gone with music videos today.
Is it pop culture stuff still?
Yeah, because you're pop culture. This is why we do it, because pop culture's trash, and I'm trying to teach you. And this is music from past, well before our era.
It's very important to know the views of YouTube videos.
That's right.
Pop culture.
I've got two vids here. It's a close battle, this one, unlike last week.
Last time
I answered
that,
right?
Yeah.
The first one. Lionel Richie.
Is it me you're looking for?
Hello. No. Yes. Yay! Good. Right. Fantastic. That's that one. Okay.
We've heard enough.
Good next
song,
vid.
Good song. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
Next vid. Right.
Oh, I like this. Is that Elvis Presley?
You are right again. God. Jeez, we should just play Who Is This Artist?
Yeah.
It's Burning Love by Elvis Presley.
Oh, so it's Elvis Presley or Lionel Richie.
So Elvis Presley's Burning Love or Lionel Richie's Hello.
Is it me? Oh, yeah. Is it me you're looking for? No, it's
Hello.
Hello was kind of like a sensation, wasn't it, in terms of viral YouTubeness, wasn't it? Or Elvis Presley was just, you know, the king.
He was the king. What are you going to go with, mate?
I respect Elvis Presley, but I'm going to go Lionel Richie.
You're going to go with Lionel Richie.
I just think viral-wise, YouTube. Oh, is that wrong? Oh, that's just a suspenseful music.
Yeah. Sammy McGinn.
I either 100%.
Sorry, what did you say again?
LR, mate, LR.
You're going with Lionel Richie?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you that Elvis Presley had 27 million views.
Oh, I reckon I've got it here.
Lionel Richie.
Yeah, come on.
21 million.
Oh, no.
You lost.
By a lot. By quite a bit, wasn't it?
Couple million.
What was it? 27, 21?
27, 21.
Yeah, it's a few mil.
It was a couple million.
Sorry, Elvis.
Gee, that segment needs a bit of work.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's wrap this bad boy up. Oh, that won't be here next week.
Nah.
That's not here next
week.
We're getting rid of that one.
I don't think anyone cares about YouTube
views. Yeah, God, I thought that was a good idea at the time.
If you want to know how many views a YouTube video got,
go
on
look
YouTube.
At it yourself. Oh, all right.
We're gonna try that. You gotta try.
You gotta try something different.
Ciabatta.
All right. Yep. But all right. Let's. In terms of our campaign, right? If you listened to episode one last week, you would have heard us talking about trying to get the @hotcoffee handle on Twitter, trying to get it back because all of our social stuff have to be @hotcoffeepod.
Yeah, exactly.
Because of the below. @hotcoffee has been taken. Which is, we're going to try and get @hotcoffee back.
We've already had a problem though, haven't we?
Currently, it's based out of Japan in Yokohama.
Have they got any followers?
One.
Oh, is it us?
It's us.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so no good. Our quest continues to try and get the @hotcoffee handle.
Absolutely. We're currently learning Japanese. We've got some other ideas in the pipeline.
That's right.
We're going to hack it down.
And you might be wondering why we're doing this on Valentine's Day, but I think it's kind of like a love story between us.
Better love story than Twilight.
Yeah, trying to get our handle back, trying to get our woman back next week.
And get it back.
We're going to go a step closer to try and get this handle. But I think, Samuel McGinn, that's the end of episode two.
It's been great. Happy Valentine's Day to you, Carl. And thanks for spending your evening with me. It's been a pleasurable day.
Just about to go to the doghouse after this.
Good luck.
Cheers, mate.
I'm going to go home to mum and dad.
And we'll catch you next time.